today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about mockery in the view of Islam, so I invite you to be with us.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue above my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, Sunday, is the 21st of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, let's listen to verse 11 of chapter Hujurat from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون.
O you who have believed, let not a people ridicule another people, perhaps they may be better than them. Nor let women ridicule other women, perhaps they may be better than them. And do not insult one another. Do not call each other by offensive nicknames. Wretched is the name of disobedience after one's faith. And whoever does not repent, then it is those who are the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Merits springing from acting upon Islamic injunctions include providing a healthy environment and impeding social conflicts. It may be said that deriding or belittling, as mentioned in the blessed verse in question, serve as instances of such vices, but it should be borne in mind that uttering any word or committing any act that distort Muslim brotherhood is forbidden. Thus, addressed to believers, the blessed verse in question is saying that you who believe should abstain from deriding your believing brethren.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin.
العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
You are with today's special. We're speaking about mockery in the view of Islam. Some people make fun of others and humiliate them in the eyes of their fellow beings. People who speak ill of others are usually those whose education and upbringing have not been up to the mark and who have not learned proper social manners. They are not perhaps aware that all human beings are equal and no one has the right to humiliate or hurt another. They also forget that it is quite possible that those whom they ridicule may in fact be better people than themselves because of their good qualities. It is the duty of every Muslim to respect others. If he observes any defect in the body, dress, or house of another, he should not laugh at him or ridicule him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astaheen. Making fun of people from Islamic perspective. Making fun of other people is a kind of harming other people's reputation or harming other people's personalities. Usually those people who make fun of other people finding themselves, in themselves they find a kind of inferiority complex. And because they cannot do anything in order to avoid those unfavorable consequences, or for example, in order to do anything regarding the shortcomings or the failures, and they cannot find and observe and tolerate other people's, and as they cannot do anything regarding compensating whatever they are supposed to do, whatever they are rationally expected to do in order to find out what's the best way for them to live at peace and in a good situation in their own communities. They would resort to making fun of other people. Hence, we find that this kind of attitude, especially when it's done in Muslim communities, is highly, devalued and highly abominable.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Under the topic of mockery from the view of Islam, we look at Islamic quotes. When someone hurts you, this dunya in this world is transitory and the hurt that is caused by the people is transitory too, which can be healed by making dua to Allah, the Almighty. We should not give all of our heart to this destructible and temporary world. Therefore, when someone hurts and scars us, we should leave the matter to Allah and pray for their guidance. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny and infallible imams, had been deeply hurt by his people, both physically and emotionally, but they never complained. They always remained patient and never harmed them in return.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you know, you've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along. Oh.
The title of this part is How to Stop People from Mocking. One step is confronting those who are mocking you. Although it might be intimidating to talk to the people who are mocking you, addressing them and their ridicule head on might help the situation. Ask personal questions and try to understand why they are mocking you. This will help you take control of the situation and resolve it on your terms. Remember that the bully's mocking you is a reflection of their bully, not of your worth as a person. This person is having his or her own problems and is wrongly taking him or her out on you. For example, you could say, I see that mocking me makes you feel powerful and in control, or I understand that you feel better taking your anger out on me rather than confronting your problems. You could also say, I see that you're making fun of me and it's not funny. Think of yourself as a therapist trying to understand your bully's issues.
For the first 3 years of the beginning of this mission, the mission of Islam, the message of Islam, the Prophet had to work secretly underground. His mission was secret. After that, God said to the Prophet, now it's time for you after these 3 years to launch your mission publicly. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. إِصْدَعْ means declare and proclaim what God has sent you for. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ, and turn away, ignore. Turn away from the idolaters. Don't pay attention to them. Don't pay attention to them because they're going to harass you. They're going to be loud. They're going to be against you. They're going to mock you as they did. As they did. But you should focus on your work. You have to focus on your work. If you want to pay attention to your enemies, what they say about you, you are not going to be able to accomplish your mission.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about the mockery in the view of Islam. So, inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope.
Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.